Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns Podcast.
I'm your host, Saga Jakubchek, today joined by Nikhil Jay. He specializes in external affairs, and he's also an analytics worker here with us at the DME. In today's podcast, we aim to highlight his unique experiences crafting general things for us here within the State Department. It is great to have you on our podcast, Nikhil.
Hi, Saga. Thanks for having me here. It's great to be here.
Of course. So I know I used the term specialized earlier. However, in the notes that you sent me via Slack, it appears you actually wear quite a lot of hats for the DME. You serve as the XO for external affairs. You're also social and web analytics XO, and I believe acting ELT for web and social analytics. Just to start, would you like to go into what each of these roles entails?
Sure. I actually started out at this internship in 2021, and so this is my second year. I started out as an intern with the web analytics team, which tracks the metrics for the VA news blog. I soon got involved with social analytics as well, which tracks the social media sites. I then moved on to become the department head in a couple of months, and then the ELT, which is the executive leadership team leader, in December 2021. Then I decided to stay on through the summer, after which I finally returned as an XO for the 2022 season. So I'm currently the XO for web and social analytics departments, and I am the XO for external affairs, which is the project management department for the DME.
Interesting. Now, I'm familiar with DH, as I'm technically DH of the podcast department, but XO stands for executive officer, correct?
Yes.
What would be some of your responsibilities serving as a current XO?
I would tell the ELTs what to do with regard to sending the reminder for the weekly reports or reminding other interns to complete certain weekly reports, like a weekly engagement report that is required for the VA every Monday, or a weekly top posts report that's required every Wednesday or Thursday. The ELT guides the department head, and the XO guides the ELT. It's kind of like a hierarchical structure.
Ah, I see. That kind of ties into my next question. I noticed that when you were describing your career path here with the DME, you described kind of hopping from one thing to the next, like you're advancing as you continue to work with us. How would you say that all of your various titles and roles within the DME fit together?
Essentially, being in these leadership roles, no matter what the level, are all helping me learn the valuable skills that are needed to become a good manager. At a simple level, management and organizational theory says that there are four key responsibilities for a manager. Number one is planning, which is setting SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound, and determining how to accomplish them. Number two, organizing, which is to actually develop the project teams and organizational structures, which is what external affairs does. Number two, leading, which is to influence and inspire team members to achieve their goals, which is what I'm doing with the web analytics department. And number four, controlling, which is ensuring that the team performance meets the standards, very typical of a project management employee or an external affairs intern. And I personally find it amazing how not only the leadership roles at DME have given me exposure to every single one of these four dimensions, but also how these roles fuse the four responsibilities to various different degrees.
I see. It sounds like you have a lot of passion for leadership in general.
I do.
I'm kind of curious. Do you prefer any one particular task to another?
All projects are pretty good. I don't really have a favorite. I think each project is good in its own way. Why don't I give you two examples, like one from analytics and one from external affairs?
Go for it.
All right. So one of the projects that we are currently working on is the Live Whole Health Metrics Analysis. Live Whole Health is a video series created for veterans to improve their home-based self-care. The videos are offered through all the social media channels and through the VA's own websites. We were asked to develop reports to measure the reach and engagement within these videos. The reason why the VA needs all those reports is because it will influence how it will affect the social media campaigns and therefore help drive better engagement. It was very exciting to develop the reports as a team for the first time and then get appreciation from the VA officials and use that to develop a regimen for the report. The regimen that we've now developed is to update the reports on a quarterly basis and use all these reports to build upon one another to create an ultimate final report that will be issued at the end of the fiscal year every September. And personally, what I found very satisfying about this project was how we could see the direct impact of our work on the veteran community, which is what the VA's mission is. I also like how we had to be like free-flowing and very creative and how we had to use Google Analytics and Social Studio to effectively generate the reports.
I see. So when you say that you receive direct feedback and you get to see the direct impact that this report has on the lives of veterans, how do you see that? I'm a bit confused there. Do you receive different comments on your reports?
Yes, we do.
And these would be directly from veterans?
Yes, these would be directly from veterans, but we also got feedback from the VA officials once we send the reports, like what they will be asking for more or what they ask us to remove in the report, like essentially editings or tweaks to the report.
I see. Taking a hard left from my previous question, what would you say has been your greatest work-related challenge so far?
My greatest work-related challenge? Well, the biggest challenges have all been around leadership. It's all been pertaining to leadership. For instance, I've had to deal with varying levels of motivation among the interns. I've had to learn to motivate them to get things done on time, get it done quick, get it done in a timely and professional manner. And when necessary, I'll have to make a decision where it will be best for the intern to leave and then have their Slack account deactivated. Similarly, some of the managers have had a tendency to just take over and do all the tasks on their own when there is no response from the interns. In fact, I was guilty of that myself early on. And so I had to learn how to delegate work to my team. And so now I work with multiple leaders on my team, like DHs and ELTs, to help them delegate to their teams as well. Like on web analytics, we have a new department head. And so I'm teaching her how to delegate to the interns and I'm delegating the instructions to her. So this has been a really amazing learning experience overall with regard to leadership.
I can relate. Not that I have any interns who I think, need to be cut from Slack, but it's so difficult to gauge where people are at with their work when it's virtual and you don't necessarily, you know, see the work that people are doing right away. You get maybe one Zoom meeting a week with the people who are working with you. So it's, you know, it's tough to figure out who's doing what and to make these difficult calls of who needs to be cut off.
Yes. Yeah, that's actually one of the soft skills that I've developed, effective communication, especially in the virtual organization. Like we use Slack extensively and we have lots of channels where all the interns come together, they interact with one another. And teamwork, especially like in the external affairs role where projects typically involve folks from multiple different departments and therefore they have various different skills. So you have to learn to work together. And last, but most importantly, of course, leadership.
Absolutely. And you did mention that you were teaching another department head how to manage a team. Within that same vein of a person's academic life, I was wondering if I could ask, what are you currently studying and how does this internship turned job sort of work its way into your vocational life?
Well, I'm a sophomore at University of Maryland and I'm pursuing a bachelor's degree in business administration. And I'm also planning on a marketing minor. And in my future career goals are to either work in the public sector, either at a government agency like here in the VA full time, or to work for a government contracting company such as Lockheed Martin or the Oshkosh Corporation. In both cases, I hope to focus on general management and people management roles as opposed to deep technical roles. And so given that I'm pursuing a business administration degree, it will not only learn the useful essentials of how these companies or these agencies operate, but also the skills needed to be an effective manager.
I see. So In summation, based on what I'm getting from this interview, you not only manage an academic life as well as a vocational one, in which, as you say, you wear multiple hats, but you know, it is currently a Friday at 2:30, you know, the time most people get off work, and you're being interviewed. So I guess what I'm working up to is, what is your key to success, and how do you keep from getting overwhelmed when you have all of this stuff coming at you?
That's a good question. No,
I get it. I mean, it is literally Friday and we are having like the most intense job interview kind of thing you can imagine.
Yeah, so for potential, this is where we get into the tips for the for others. For potential applicants, they have to when you do join, make the most of it. This is a fantastic internship with lots of opportunities for someone who is willing to put in the effort. When I describe my experiences to my peers at college or even folks who have started working full-time, I have to say they're actually pretty envious. For instance, even the full-time employees with 5 years experience, they don't get to do the things that the leadership roles allow here at the DME. And finally, don't forget to have fun. As they say in the Robin Williams movie, Dead Poets Society, Carpe diem, which is Latin for seize the day.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, thank you so much, Nikhil, for joining me today on the DME Interns podcast. It's been a pleasure having you on.
My pleasure. It was great to be here.
Now, I would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe. And if you could give us a 5-star rating, we'd really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned for our next week's episode.
I would now like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned.